Robots Radio presents
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
Every like a bear and dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today, and
yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Hello and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast, the minisodes that come to your podcast feed every Thursday. We will tell you all the things that we've been watching, all the trailers that are coming out, and whether you should watch them or whether you should just let them float by on the big stream that is streaming services. That's Simone LaRue.
And that's Chad Echo. It's beautifully said, Chad.
Thank you. I'm all about the metaphor. Who doesn't love a good metaphor? It's an idea with a hat on top of a hat. How could you not love that?
Cute.
So, Simone, I've only watched one thing this week. So let's start with you, because I believe you've watched a plethora of things. So what have you watched?
I was stuck on my couch this week, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, talk to me.
I started watching Midnight Mass.
Ooh, any good?
The new Mike Flanagan series. Yes, very good. Okay. Especially, so there's a lot of Catholicism in there.
Excellent.
Which was very interesting for me to relive. I haven't been to church in quite some time. but it's solid. It's really good. It's very different from Hill House and Bly Manor. To me, it feels very Stephen King-y.
Ooh,
Small town, weird stuff is happening. There's like interpersonal drama. It's really well done. I've really enjoyed it so far. I haven't finished it though.
Okay. Yeah, I think I caught a bit of the first episode. And it was sort of like, you know, I felt like it was a lot to go through. Like, it felt like there was like, it was quite slow burn. So you said, Stephen King-y. So yeah, like, and totally understand. I totally understand. But yeah, if you say it's good, I'm well into watching it, and we'll definitely get into it.
Cool.
Yeah.
What is the one thing you watched?
One thing I watched. It's my boy, Jake Gyllenhaal. I had to love him. I had to show him my love this week. And I watched The Guilty, which is his new
Oh, good.
Netflix
I watched
film.
It too.
Ooh, let's talk about it. So good, right? Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Obviously, we don't want to give away spoilers because the movie just came out.
Yes.
But I did like that. His character is like, he's not perfect from the get-go, right? Like, he's such an asshole. Like, when you hear him answering these calls, he's like so unempathetic and just like actually very bad at his job.
Yeah, he's a dick. He's a dick.
Yeah.
Like, the whole way
and
through.
And he doesn't, it's not really like a redemption arc. It's more accepting that he's a bad person arc.
Yeah. Which is
and
nice.
And he shouldn't be able to get away with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really nice to see sort of like, it's not a traditional sort of like white savior movie. It's more of like, oh, I'm a piece of shit and I need to realize that I just need to be a piece of shit because that's what I am and I should be punished for that, which is cool.
Yeah.
Which is very, very cool. I thought the twists and turns in this movie were beautiful.
Yeah.
I think the most stunning thing about this is it's all just shots of Jake Gyllenhaal acting.
Yeah.
Right? Like, really impressive.
Yeah. And remember when we watched, when we talked about the trailer, I said, oh, I hope actually it's like that, that it's all just him answering calls and that's the story. Like the movie, I remember the name of the movie with Tom Hardy. It's called Locke.
Right.
Locke.
Yeah.
Which is also like, it's just a guy driving and taking calls in his car. I liked that it was similar. I think that was a really good choice.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, fantastic acting from Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, really, really impressive. And it's awesome. And it, what I thought was really lovely as well is the voice of the guy on the phone is Ethan Hawke. Which was weird, but great.
Really?
Yeah.
He plays the dad?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Who plays the lady? Do you know?
No, I don't recognize her name from the cast
list. Actually going to look it up.
Yeah, please do.
Because she was fantastic.
She was, to act over the phone like that? Damn.
I know.
Damn. That's impressive.
So it's Riley Keough. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I'm going to see what else she was in. Okay, so she was in Mad Max. She was one of the rescued people. Yeah, I don't really recognize her from a lot of stuff, but
no.
Damn,
she
good for
it.
Her. She acted the fuck
absolutely
out of that.
Yeah, she smashed that. That was awesome. She did a really, really good job. So yeah. No, good work. Good, really good film, and I'm really chuffed with this, and I would definitely recommend people check this film out. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else have you watched?
Oh, I started watching Squid Games.
Good. Is it any good? Because I want to watch it.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. I would really recommend that you don't watch the dubbed version. Just watch in Korean with subtitles.
Okay.
Because the dub is not great.
All right. Fair.
We started off watching the dub because we're lazy. Mm-hmm. And then we're just like, oh, we can't. Yeah. So we started watching it because Rudy was like, there are memes about it that I don't understand and I want to understand the memes.
Oh, that's really
which
sweet.
Is as good a reason as any.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we started watching it. I think like we binged it most of yesterday. Still not finished, but yeah, it is. It's solid. It's really good.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely want to get into that. So I'm glad that you think it's good. And yeah, what is it horror based? Like, it looks pretty scary.
Yeah, it's not supernatural, but it's definitely horror.
Excellent. Brilliant. Awesome. What else?
Oh, I mean, I told you I watched The Guilty. Oh, bit of a silly one. I watched The Hustle with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson.
Oh, how is it?
You know what? It's exactly what I needed. Like, okay. I just wanted something dumb to laugh at.
Okay.
While I held my stomach. And that's all it was. It's about two like grifters. Anne Hathaway plays this like very classy, successful, rich grifter. And yeah. Rebel Wilson's style is obviously very Rebel
More.
Wilson-y.
Yeah.
And the two of them like compete against each other to out-grift. It's fun. It's full of hijinks.
Yeah, very silly.
Yeah, it's. I think the two of them sort of gave the exact performance they needed to. It's fun. Cool. It's not groundbreaking Lovely. Cinema. It's fun.
Lovely.
Anne Hathaway's outfits in this are beautiful.
Okay. That's great. That's yeah. Lovely. Oh, sweet. Nice. Anyone else you want? Anything else you want to mention, or do you want to move on to trailers and save some things for next week?
Yeah, let's move on to trailers.
Sweet. I am really excited for Wolf. That shit looks nuts.
Looks weird as fuck.
Yeah, right? Like, it's just bonkers. So, for those who haven't seen the trailer, essentially, the guy from fucking 1917, he's the main protagonist. He thinks himself a wolf, so his parents take him to a facility that helps people who think they are animals. He meets a woman who thinks she's a bobcat and they kind of fall in love, and the trailer looks like it's their attempts to escape and just be who they are. It looks mental and super fun and
looks weird
really
as fuck.
Dramatic. Yeah, I'm excited for it. Yeah.
I am excited for Halloween Kills.
I didn't see the trailer for this.
I know it's controversial with fans of the Halloween franchise, but I really liked the remake that came out last year, the reboot, the whatever. I liked the one that came out last year. I actually thought it was very well done. But I'm not like a huge Halloween head, so if it was offensive in some way to the franchise, I wasn't aware. But the second one looks like it'll be equally something I enjoy, even if the fandom maybe doesn't.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for Halloween Kills.
Can we kill off fandoms? Because they just seem to ruin everything.
Ah, you know.
Like, fandoms
just
hurt
things. Let
people
have their thing. Like,
I'm going to break from tradition and say there is one Cannes Film Festival film that I think is going to be banging, and that is Bad Luck Banging or Loony Porn. It's got two names. It's like an Italian fucking weird film where
it looks bizarre.
It looks so weird. It's basically like a teacher whose porn tape gets revealed, like her ex like revenge porns her, and it's basically like her dealing with all of this kind of shit. And it looks nuts, and you know, bright colors, but also muted colors, and all this kind of stuff. And it just looks hilarious and awesome. And I'm very, very excited for it. I think it's gonna be cool.
Yeah. No, it looks wild. It looks really fun. Yeah. I am excited for The Sandman. The series is coming out on Netflix. They released a teaser trailer. Look, Neil Gaiman was heavily involved in creating the series, so I trust it.
Definitely.
The casting so far looks wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very excited.
Looks good. Looks really, really good. I'm excited for Encanto.
Yeah.
That's the new Disney or Pixar film where it's the house that's enchanted and it's a Spanish family and the house gives them powers except for the one girl who doesn't have powers and now she has to save everyone else. Really cute. Looks just, you know, typically adorable. Yeah, looks really fun.
Yeah.
Not much more to say about it. It just looks really adorable.
Oh. I think that's it for me.
Right. And that's it for me. So that's good. So thank you so much for everyone for listening. We really do appreciate it. Tell us what you've watched this week, what you are going to watch this week. We're going into spooky season now, so all the horror stuff. Are you planning on going out for Halloween? You know, COVID is still the thing, but, you know, things are slowly starting to open. So if you're having a party, I hope you're being safe. What sort of Halloween outfit are you planning to do? Yeah, let us know all of these things. And where can they do that, Simone?
They can talk to us on Facebook or Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast, on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP. They can email us at freshmanospodcast@gmail.com.
There you have it. As we say at the end of every episode,
we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Goodbye. Bye.